All right. So this is Build a Better Business. And this the topic for today is our mid-level offer, our second base offer. You know, we've talked all last month about our first base offer, and now we're going to talk about our second base offer. And Estella just went to get her notebook because she had some notes on what she is doing with her offers so that folks get to see what she is all about. So,
well, what I'm doing is I am, of course, my first level offer was, why am I having a mental blank here? Oh my God.
I get it.
Oh Lord. Really? Okay. So I know my second level offer is to do a will workshop.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my second level offer. My first level offer is just really, I mean, I can send them a sheet, but I don't really want to do that until I can get them engaged in the will workshop.
Well, let me just say this.
Yeah.
All of your offers that we talked about last month, the only difference between it being a first level free offer and being your mid-level or second base offer, the only difference is the price point. You can do a masterclass for free and that becomes your free offer at the top of your funnel. Mm-hmm. You can do a masterclass for $47 and that might become your second base offer.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a masterclass or a 5-day masterclass for $500 and that might become your third level offer.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so it doesn't matter what you're using. It's the price point that makes it your first level, your mid-level. And so that's what you have to design, kind of like building a house. You have to lay out, you know, what your offers are going to be. And I like to have four. I like to have the free one. And then I like to have, and my free one is, you know, I have several free ones because it depends on how folks come to me, because again, mm-hmm. I'm trying to just get people to step into that funnel. You see
right,
where I'm going
right.
with that. So mm-hmm. they can either do a strategy call with me right from my website. They can come to one of the free meetups. Either one of those is a first free first level offer for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And once they're in the free meetup or once they do the strategy call, then I promote the course, because obviously they're interested because they tapped into a free meetup or they wanted a strategy call with me. And now they're telling me what their passion is and how they want to make it, you know, passive income. And then I can steer them to which lane would best suit them. They might say, oh, I want to be a writer. Well, I'm going to steer them to all the writing lane. They might say, I want to get into real estate like you. Then I can steer them to all the real estate stuff. And mm-hmm. so at that point, I steer them to my second base offer, which is my courses. And then if they go, yeah, I'm very interested in the course, then I can steer them to the third base offer, which is the actual masterminds.
Okay.
And then I give them the course. So mm-hmm. it kind of builds on each other. So if somebody wants to come to the free meetup and take the course, they can always do the free meetup and course. They kind of get both of those.
Right.
But then if they join the mastermind, they get the free meetup, the course, and the mastermind for the price of the mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of build. So they get all three. Mm-hmm. And so then, and keep in mind, your third base offer, that should be your bread and butter. And
okay.
so I like to work backward. I like to put down on paper what my bread and butter is. What is it that I'm making the most money? And I make the most money on my masterminds, where mm-hmm. folks are just buying into that membership because it just goes on and on and on every month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my bread and butter. So I start with that as my third base offer. And then I built it backward. I said, okay, what would lead somebody into a mastermind would be the course. And what would lead them into the course would be a free meetup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what would lead them into the free meetup might be a strategy call.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you see, I built it backward. And then, so third base is your bread and butter. Then your home run, that's going to be the big hurrah. What is it that makes you want to go out and celebrate? What mm-hmm. is it that you said, woohoo, somebody bought my home run? And so for me, it's my tribe trips. That's my home run.
Tribe trips?
Either private coaching with me, which is my highest ticket item, but not everybody's going to spend that money. They'll do a group mastermind before they'll do private one-on-one. So it's either private coaching with me or a tribe trip. Those are my home runs.
What's a tribe trip?
A tribe trip is where everyone that's involved in the masterminds gets invited to do a tribe trip. And right now we have two tribe trips on the books. One is South Florida, June 24 and 25, which is several of us in the group are speaking at that one, and we're attending. We got an Airbnb and we're all together in one Airbnb, a bunch of us. And then the other one is a little more local here in Columbus. It's the Lancaster Festival, and we are all meeting up as a group, and I'm going to get my date here. It is
by the way, I referred a lady to you. She wants to get into intermediate rentals. And I said, I have the perfect person for you. So yes. She hasn't moved yet. And I'm almost tempted to give you her information. And, you know, so you can, you know, I don't know if you want to contact her or not, you know.
Sure, I can reach out to her. Yeah, just either put it in the chat or text it over to me or something.
I'll text it to you. Yeah, I'll text it to you. Yeah, because I thought that, you know, I mean, you would be a blessing to anybody that does anything. Anytime I have an opportunity, if I can refer you, I will.
Oh, thank you so much. Because I am now doing a short-term, mid-term, and long-term rental.
That's what I meant. She wants to do mid-term. She wants to do mid-term.
I'm having nice success with my mid-term.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, I'm doing short-term, mid-term, long-term, and commercial. So I do the full gamut. Anyhow, our second tribe trip is July 30th, and it is the grand finale of the Lancaster Festival and Lady A, which used to be Lady Antebellum. Lady A is going to be performing on the grand finale. And so we are all meeting and we're just doing lawn seats. So we're just telling everybody, you know, bring some food to share and a lawn chair and join us with a lawn seat on Saturday, July 30. So that's our second tribe trip. So that's two tribe trips on the books, one local and one in South Florida.
Oh, okay. Wow. And in South Florida.
Yeah. South Florida is June 24 and 25. Okay. And I'm speaking and Ruth is speaking and Sherry is going. We all rented an Airbnb together collectively.
That's wonderful.
Anyway, all of that is on my website and all of that is on the calendar of events.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not ready for that. I would love to do the real estate, but I got to really get this one thing clicking. And I've had some things start popping for me, but I that is my secondary goal, is to get some real estate and whatnot. I, you know, right now I don't even know if it's a good time to think about it because the pricing, you know, is so.
And you know what? The best time to buy real estate is as soon as you have the funds to do so, whatever the market. Because it's not going to get better. It's you know, the pricing is going to go up no matter what. Now, again, it's like any investment, you know, you've got this up and down a little bit, but if you look 20 years ago and today, it's definitely up. So, so when you're getting into real estate, it's considered a long-term investment because you're going to get a 20 or 30 year note to get that real estate, unless you're paying cash. And so at that point, the only difference between a good deal and a bad deal is time. Time will turn a bad deal into a good deal. You could overpay for a house this year and 20 years from now, you'll say, oh my God, I'm glad I bought that for that price because you're not going to touch it 20 years from now for that price. So, so the best time to buy real estate is as soon as you have the funds to do so.
Okay.
Because they're not making any more of it.
Yeah.
So
well,
you can only buy what somebody has sold at this point.
Okay. All right. So anyway, my second offer is I have collaborated with a couple of other ladies, and we are offering webinar on, where's my little flyer at? A webinar on parents of graduating seniors and high school and college students. And so that's an offer to invite someone to that, right?
Okay.
It's like
okay.
Parents of graduates and college students.
Are you charging for that?
No, not charging anything. Just want to get a feed.
So that's your free opt-in offer, and they have to register with an email address, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're building your email list. Perfect.
Right. Right. So
then
that,
once you take them through that, where are you going to take them from there? What's the next step?
Well, we're hoping they'll just get, you know, like we can follow up with them and, you know, see what interest they might have and if they might be interested in purchasing a plan to protect their children.
I would do the, now, have you researched how to do a masterclass? Have you researched how to do something like that?
No.
There's a formula.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The formula is you start off making everyone relaxed, getting everybody get to know each other. You know, everybody wants to be heard. So you're getting to know your audience. You're asking some casual conversational questions, but you're getting to know your audience. And mm-hmm. then you go into your presentation, but then the last third of your presentation is all about your solution.
Hmm.
It's almost like an infomercial. So casual, present, solution. Present the problem, then the solution. And so the last third of your masterclass should be all about the solution, which would be them buying the program.
Okay. Hadn't looked at it like that.
Because if you just present, and then you get to the end and you tell everybody, thank you for coming, they're going to go, oh, okay. And then, of course, their life's going to go on. And then you come back to them a week later and try to reconnect. And they're going to go, now, who is this? And what mm-hmm. was this masterclass about?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the last third of your masterclass is all about sales. It's all about you providing the solution.
Okay. About providing the solution. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be all in one. Now, is that my level one or is that my level two?
That's your level two, because your level, well, no, this is your level one is them coming to this free masterclass. Your mm-hmm. level two would be them signing up.
Okay.
For the program.
Mm-hmm.
Then your level three is if they decide that they want to get on board and sell it too.
Okay. I hadn't even thought about bringing them on board because, you know, really it's just something to help the.
But you don't know, somebody in your audience on this masterclass might be sitting there thinking, you know, the kids are gone, they're graduated. I'm going to need something to do. I'd like to generate a little extra income. And then if you present at the end of your masterclass that not only can they join the program, but they could, you know, at the very end, you could save 10 minutes on how they could also turn this into an opportunity for themselves. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, because people are looking for a way to bring in some extra money, particularly with gas.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And so don't underestimate, you know, the power that you have having that captive audience in that masterclass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Girl, now record it so that you can also have replays.
Oh.
And what you can do is, even though it's a free masterclass, mm-hmm. you can tell them for a small fee, they can have unlimited replays of it, kind of like a VIP,
mm-hmm.
a VIP pass. So you can say free masterclass, and here's everything you get in the free masterclass. You're going to have like a sales funnel. It's going to say, here's everything you get in the masterclass. And then you're going to turn around and say, but with the VIP ticket of $47 or whatever, here's everything you get in addition for mm-hmm. only $47.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get, you know, unlimited, they can get some printouts, they can get a workbook, they can get unlimited replays. There's all kinds of things they can get in the VIP pass. And then the last third, you still want to turn it in to your sales pitch, which is your solution to all the problems you brought up. And don't forget, you've been in this course for a while. Don't forget, your storytelling is your marketing and your serving is your selling.
Okay.
So weave your story. And if you don't have a story, weave your client's stories. I had this gal once and this happened to her, but because she had this plan, this is how, you know, the plan saved the day.
So storytelling is the marketing and...
Yes. And your serving is your selling. And by you having a masterclass, you're serving your listeners. You want to bring them this information because it's so important. You're serving them.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make an opportunity that they can have a VIP pass to get unlimited replays of the conversation. And then they can actually buy into the program to get the coverage. And they could even sell it if they'd like. Mm-hmm. To generate some cash flow for their own household.
They could help other parents.
And they could help other parents, yes.
Mm-hmm. And get, okay. Girl, you are awesome. That's all I can say.
Well, we are starting, and I'm just going to tell you this because I'm so excited about it, and I have to look at the dates to be sure, because bear with me here. I don't know if it's the 18th or the 24th. I'll let you know here in just a second. It is, okay, it's on Monday the 25th. Monday the 25th, we start at 12 noon. We start a brand new series on how to create your own mastermind, masterclass, or 5-day challenge. And we start, that starts on June 25 at 12 noon.
How to create your own master class.
Your own master class, your own mastermind, mm-hmm. or your own, like a 5-day challenge, or however, you know, it can be a 5-day master class. Five sessions is the magic number. Mm-hmm. If you're going to charge, because after five sessions, people are, they're kind of vested in the group, you know, they mm-hmm. start to know each other and they miss not signing in after at least five sessions. Mm-hmm. They miss everybody. Mm-hmm. So five sessions is the magic number to get everybody kind of hooked, if you will.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. So this class starts on Monday, and how do I get access?
Just go to the Kathy Benner calendar. It'll be right there with the Zoom link, and everything will be right there in the calendar of events.
Okay.
Everything that I do is on my calendar of events. That's the easy way to find me.
Okay. Let me look at.
And I send out a reminder every.
I hate weekend. That my camera's not on. I you know, I know that's irritating to you, but I apologize.
No, you're good.
I'm gonna get it fixed.
You're good. And anyway, I send out a reminder every weekend. So if you are enrolled in the academy or in one of the meetups, you'll get an email reminding you of all of our meetups every weekend.
Okay. Do I get that? I think I get, I don't know that I get that. I'm not sure. Anyway. I know I get something from you on a weekly basis, right?
Okay, that would be it, because the only thing I send out in an email is just the weekly reminder. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the link to the calendar is there, and everything that's coming up for that week I have listed, and then I put the link to the calendar right underneath.
You said that's on the 25th. Isn't that on a Saturday?
You know what? I got the wrong month. Let me back up. It's June 27. It's a Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. June 27 is the first one. So the Build a Better Business is going to be on June 6th and June 20, but then the Bloggers is going to be on June 13. And then we're going to start this new series on June 25 of, or June 27, I'm sorry, of how to create the mastermind. I've had so many inquiries about it. I've got two or three folks that are going to jump in on that one, on that
side. I have a lady I definitely need to contact to join this, because she asked me a while ago, how do I do one? And I think I told her about yours, but just didn't really make the connection. So let me put a note to myself. I got to remember her name. I'll just say tell lady about it. I'll find her name.
I get that. I do that too. As long as I got a little note to myself, I'm good. Anyway, I'll be coming to you from Florida. That is right after our big tribe trip on the 24th and 25th and all of that. And then I'll be back over at my condo in Sarasota on Monday, the 27th. And so I'll be coming to you from Florida that week.
Okay. Wow. It's just, I love it. I love it. Now, does your husband fly you all down to Florida?
No, we fly commercially because it's actually cheaper. I can fly Allegiant for a couple $100 round trip for the two of us. And even now, I just booked one in October and it was still under $200. I don't know how they're doing it with gas prices, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But I just booked the two of us in October for a round trip, and it was like $198 for both of us round trip from Rickenbacker to Sarasota. They fly from Rickenbacker into like four different spots in Florida, and mm-hmm. Sarasota is closest to our condo. Mm-hmm. And then we have a car already down there. So it's really an inexpensive trip for us. His flight, if we took his airplane, it would be about $800 in gas. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have to stop like twice to refuel. And so we're in the air longer than, of course, the commercial, because the commercial mm-hmm. would be there in 2 hours and we would be probably 5 or 6 hours in his plane.
Okay.
And two fuel stops. But mm-hmm. by then you need a bathroom break anyway.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So by the time you take a break and, you know, you get something to eat, you go to the bathroom, and some airports do or don't have food. And so then you borrow their courtesy car. Most little county airports have a courtesy car. You borrow their courtesy car, you drive into the nearest town, you get something to eat. Next thing you know, you've been on the ground an hour and a half, and now your trip's now another hour and a half longer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we just fly Allegiant. It's like, yeah, we can pop a movie up on our iPad, and when the movie's over, we're on the ground in Sarasota.
Okay. Wow. So when you watch a movie on the air, on your iPad, you downloaded that to your iPad, right?
Yes. Because okay. You can't get Wi-Fi.
Right. Right.
So yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You just download it and make sure
you know what amazes me. I think I know a lot, but there's so much I don't know, you know?
Oh, I know. There's a lot I don't know. I get it. So anyway, let's jump over to Debbie real quick. Debbie, what is your series of offers? Do you have yours lined out on what your first level, your first base, second base, third base, and home run? Do you know what yours are yet?
Well, I've been sitting here thinking about it and wondering, trying to figure out what extent I can use. And the first level offer, I would probably use one of my pamphlets on information.
Okay.
That I can email them. And I've got a couple of different ones. And the second level, you know, I don't know. What would your suggestions be?
Well, let me ask you this. When you're marketing, what is it that you're marketing? Because you might have different offers for different things. Are you marketing the Melaleuca?
I probably should. Yes. Yes.
Okay. If you're marketing the Melaleuca, I agree with Estella. I think you could probably do a masterclass where you could start advertising the funnel. you know, masterclass coming up, you know, we're going to talk about going green, because that's really on everybody's mind with all of these climate changes. Oh my goodness. The storms. I mean, we can see things changing in our world. And so that's on everybody's mind on how can I be a better steward, you know, of my little piece of the earth. And so, and again, how to be more healthy. And so you could do a masterclass. Again, you could do, you know, a VIP pass where they could get some downloads, a workbook, unlimited replays of the masterclass, that sort of thing. And from there, just like Estella, at the end, you could, the first third is getting to know your audience. The middle third is presenting all the problems that are out there. And then the last third of the masterclass is talking about all of the solutions that Melaleuca provides to basically solve all the problems that you had discussed in the masterclass.
And that's excellent.
And then from there, they can sign up and say, yeah, I want to try that. And just like Estella, you can then save the last 10 minutes, kind of, I call it the Columbo close. Remember the old show, The Columbo?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
He would get to the door and turn around and go, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it. We call that the Columbo close. So at the very last 10 minutes, you can say, oh, by the way, if anyone is looking for an opportunity, I have 3 spots left open this month, you know, to sign folks up if you want to do this as an opportunity. And make it limited so people are like, oh, I got to get one of those spots. I've been thinking about doing something. Don't say, oh, if you ever think about it, call me anytime. It's always open. You have to make it you only got 3 spots and it'll be open through the end of the day or something. And we've all done it. You've clicked on things on Facebook. You've clicked on things online that's got the timer going, you know, you've only got so long.
Yeah.
To get, you know, this supplement, two for the price of one or whatever. And you're like, okay, I'm clicking because I want to try that. And it works. That type of advertising, it's called scarcity advertising. And so, you know, and again, you get to run your business however you'd like. And you can say, it could be that you can't onboard more than 2 or 3 people at a time. Because that's a lot of work to onboard somebody onto your
company. Yes, it is.
So you could say, I've got an opening for 3 people. I'm onboarding 3 people this month.
This brainstorming is exactly what I needed, because it took an idea, but it broke it apart for me so that I can look at it as steps. And now I have available to me the Melaleuca overview, and it's all downloadable and everything. But the fact is that I can pick and choose the slides that I want to use. I don't have to use the whole thing. And the whole thing is like 20 minutes, if that.
Uh-huh.
But that's a way that I could... in court, you know, take the overview. I don't have to come up with what I want to say. It's already on the slides and I can use it that way. And I like the when the breakdown with the third, because that's what I could use as these 2 slides pertain to what did you say the first one was? You have problem and solution. What was the first one?
The very first one is you're just getting to know your audience. So you're going to ask some pointed questions, but in a very conversational way.
Right.
You know, like Estella, she's talking to parents that have high school graduates or college graduates. And she could say, you know, how many of you have high school graduates and how many of you, you know, have college graduates and, you know, how long ago did they graduate or what, you know, so she can start asking to get to know her audience a little better. You know, and do you have other children still at home, or are you now going to be an empty nester? Because that's a big question for her as to whether somebody would have time, you know, to actually come on board and be onboarded as you know, a representative for her company. And so see, there's all kinds, and you can think about what you want those questions to be, but they need to be very conversational. you know, and for any of you gals that have been with me on my free meetups, you've heard me do that. I go around and say, tell us where you're from, where you're coming to us from, and, you know, and what brings you here, and what is it that you want to get out of this meetup? And so I'm getting to know my audience. So now I'm not talking way over here on a topic that no one in my audience even mentioned. See, now I know what they've mentioned. So now I can shift my conversation to make it very pertinent to their questions.
So, excuse me. I think this, this would be my first, would this be all three levels or just for,
it's your funnel. Okay. Having the actual masterclass is your first level free to get people to click. See, then once you get them to click, now you're going to make some, you're going to say, hey, you could have a VIP pass for an extra $47. Because see, they didn't pay anything to take the masterclass. And they might go, no, I'm just going to do the masterclass. I really, because remember, people get to have to know, like, and trust you. They might say, no, I really don't know Debbie. I really don't know Estella. I really don't want to spend 40. I know it's only $47, but I don't want to spend that. I'm just going to do the masterclass and see what it is.
Okay.
So every day in your, or all through your masterclass, you can still let them know until the masterclass is over, they can still jump in and get that VIP if they want to get the workbook and the, and the unlimited replays and whatever you're offering as your VIP, they can get that throughout the whole masterclass. So once you start talking and they start, you know, it could be that they come up to speed rather quickly and they go, you know what, I do want that workbook and this is good stuff. And we've all done it. We've all been in a class that we've done that. We've said, wow, this is good stuff. I'm getting it. It's $47. I can swing $47. I want to get the workbook. I want to get the VIP pass. I'm doing it.
And how many times have we personally have clicked on things like that?
Oh, absolutely. We all have.
All the time.
Yeah, we all have. Now, let's say that you do the masterclass and it goes, let's 3 hours is a long time, but let's say it ends up 3 hours by the time you prep and you get ready and you put together your funnel and you actually have the class. And if you had $47 and 100 people bought that, that's $4,700 for 3 hours worth of work. Well, let's say that you didn't have 100 people, but at $47, let's just say that you had 20 people. That's $940 that you made just selling your VIP pass. Nobody even bought any product or signed up for anything yet. They just bought your VIP pass. You made $940.
Well, and while I'm thinking of it, which I always do think of it, but I mean, I put together pamphlet information where I did price comparisons in from Walmart.
And see, that could be one of your, that could be one of your PDF downloads in your VIP pass.
Right. Yes.
And now, I mean, you can talk about it, but it's just like this morning I talked all about, you know, intuition, and I talked about, you know, organizing your office on Clubhouse. And even though people were listening, people would pay to get a downloadable PDF of that information.
Yeah.
Because you can't write it all down fast enough.
No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's why I wanted to really hear it, because the difference that you were talking about was, you know, real, you need to do it again.
Okay. I'll do it for one of our Build a Better Business, or
that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
Yes. Because I think it would fit in with building a better business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you see where we're going with it. And again, it's, you know, there's all kinds of offers, and having any type of a masterclass or a 5-day challenge or even a 1-day challenge or whatever, there's hundreds of options out there on what you can put together. So you have to decide what you want your life to look like before you start putting this together. Mm. Because if you don't want to have to meet up every day for 5 days, then don't do a 5-day challenge. If you have to put material together every day for 5 days, so just do maybe a 1-day challenge, or instead of a 5-day masterclass, do a 1-day masterclass, or do a 3-day masterclass. You know, make it something that works for you, works for your schedule. Because if it doesn't work for you, you're not going to continue it.
Right.
Now, when you say you do this, when you do this schedule, that's like for 1 week, right? A 3-day masterclass or a 5-day.
It almost has to be, because if like masterminds, you can spread those out to once a week and you could do a 5-week. But when you're doing a masterclass or a challenge, you almost have to do it in days because you lose your audience.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's better to do once a week. Because you'll leave them wanting to come back next week.
Well, but you could lose your audience if you spread. Now, on a mastermind where you're gonna have a group that you're gonna take them pretty deep and show them how to do something, and they're in the middle of creating something like with us, creating Build a Better Business, and we're going through these steps. You have to have time for them to do their homework in between. But if you're just trying to get somebody's interest to buy into a membership into your program. If you let them sit for a week, they're not probably going to come back. Life's going to get in the way, and they're going to go, oh, darn, I wanted to do that and I forgot it was on today. Oh, well. Yeah. And we've all done that.
That's for sure.
So that's why 5-day masterclasses, I think, are a little hard to do a 5-day one when it's your free opt-in, because it's hard to keep some, you know, a lot of folks are like, boy, I'm really interested in that material, but I can't give 5 days, you know, maybe they're working a job. Maybe they've got other commitments already. And they're like, I just can't give it 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like a 1-day masterclass that you can offer maybe 1 day at 11 and another day, the same exact masterclass at 7. And then that way somebody that works nights could take the daytime one, and somebody works days could take the evening one, or whatever fits their schedule best.
I like that a lot. And that's good. Now, because to be honest with you, Kathy, this thing that we're doing for the parents of high school grads and college students, uh-huh. We were just going to really do a 30-minute presentation.
And a 30-minute masterclass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. The class, when you're doing the class, how that differs from a presentation is the fact that you're getting to know who's on the line.
Yep.
And you're presenting the problems. Yep. And then the solutions.
Correct. And you can do that. You can do that in an hour. It might be a little hard to do in 30 minutes.
Right. Depending on how many people. Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because you want to make sure that everyone gets heard. If everyone does not get heard, somebody is going to feel left out, and it's going to hurt their feelings. Mm-hmm. And you're going to feel that energy in the call.
Okay.
And but you're also going to have to be practiced if you have somebody that wants to hog the limelight.
Yeah.
And I had a little fella on my free blogging call the other day. I think, I don't know for sure, but I think he was probably autistic. Mm-hmm. And he said, if I put my sister on the line, you're going to show us how to open a video store, right? And I said, well, this is just a free meetup on how to start a blog. And he goes, but you'll show me how to start a video store, right? And I'm like, I'll send you a couple links. And I said, and then just have your sister connect with me. But when you talk to my sister, you'll tell her how she can start a video store for me, right?
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
And so now See, all eyes and ears were on me. I had like 10 people on the call, and now it was huge on how I handled that.
You got that right. Yeah. You got that right. Never embarrass anyone. Never.
Because someone on that call may have an autistic child and take offense if I cut him off. Mm-hmm. Somebody else on that call might be thinking, why doesn't she just cut this guy off?
Right.
And so I had to be very diplomatic on how I handled that. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be prepared for some of those things as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And see, so getting to know them and who they have in their family, and then presenting some of the issues without getting into the issues, because that could take you down a rabbit trail you really didn't want to go, and then giving a solution.
And so you're going to have a way to kind of swing that back around as well. And it's just like this little fella, and I'll use him as an example. When he said, you are going to help me, I thought to myself, you know, this was my thought process behind the scenes. I thought to myself, okay, my word for 2022 is to give more. And he obviously is very interested in doing this because he showed up on the call. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously something he's passionate about because he keeps asking the same question. And mm-hmm. so it's all the things that I'm looking for in a client. I want someone that's passionate, that knows what they want to do. I mean, you know, it's all the right stuff. But mm-hmm. I could tell he just didn't have the social skills mm-hmm. in that size of a group. And so what I did is I actually segued back to the call by agreeing 100% with him.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just said, absolutely. Because as soon as I said, because my first thought was, I don't know if I can help you do that, mm-hmm. you know, because that's, you know, how do I start a video store? I don't know if I can help you do that. Like a game video store. So what I said to him is, I said, absolutely. I said, I will send you some links. I said, I'll put them in the chat. I said, but I'll also connect with you after the call. And I said, I will make sure that you have a link that your sister can connect with me. And he goes, and you're going to tell her how I can open a video store. And I said, absolutely. I said, I will send the research over. And I said, and she's welcome. And he says, and I can be on the call too, right? And I said, absolutely. And of course, you know, after a while he ran out of questions because right. I agreed with mm-hmm. everything. And so it came to a much faster ending mm-hmm. with him that way. And then, I finally said, cause he came up for air. I finally said, his name was, I don't know, I'm going to call him Brian. I don't remember now, but then I finally said, Brian, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your questions. And I said, this is exactly, the type of clients that I'm looking for. And I said, now let's move on over to Susie. Susie, how about you? And so what I did is I mm-hmm. muted him. And then Susie started talking. And so it was just a nice, smooth segue, but mm-hmm. I didn't cut him short. I didn't chop him off at the knees. I didn't, you know, I just was giving the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if, remember, your serving is your selling. And mm-hmm. my reaction to him spoke volumes to everyone else on that call.
Right. And like, yeah, really can appreciate that. Gotcha. Hey, let me ask you a question, Kathy.
Sure.
So you just really intrigued me with this whole master class and how to do that. So, and then the 5-day challenge, although mine wouldn't necessarily, well, it could be a challenge. While we were talking, you said a word and I was like, oh my God, that's a good point. You said, be a better steward of your little piece of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, oh my goodness, I could do like at least a 4-day masterclass, you know, 4 different masterclasses. One would be on, you know, protecting your child.
Uh-huh.
The other one could be on having your will and your estate in place. I mean, of course, you know, we don't do any, we're not attorneys and we make that clear. The other one could be on identity theft, and then on protecting your small business.
Yes. Now, I'm about to say something that's just going to blow all of this right out of the water and blow it right up for you. Record those, get permission from the audience that you have on, because your first couple, it's going to be kind of small.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
get permission to record those. And all of a sudden you have an evergreen masterclass that you can simply put the recording out there and you don't even have to show up.
But you wouldn't get the buy-in. I just thought of a fifth one too. And that would be
the participation, because of course, you know, there people mm-hmm. are listening. But how many times have you listened to a podcast and you were totally sold just listening to the podcast?
You weren't
participating in the podcast. You were just listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Or you're watching a video. How many ads on Facebook you click in and it's just a talking head telling all about, you know, the advantages of whatever they're selling, and you're like,
right.
Oh, I want that, click. And so mm-hmm. what happens is that you could record it, and just know that it's an option. If you record each of those, that you could turn those into evergreen webinars.
Mm, about doing your business and.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God, just give me the time and the resources. Think it, you know, that's the thing.
And here's another one. You could also record those, load them all into a membership site and sell memberships.
Memberships to those recordings to the legal
sale.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Debbie, you gonna help me?
Now, back to Debbie. Debbie, I do want to mention this. We talked about Melaleuca, but what about your homesteading? You could, because you're doing it anyway, you're planting, you're harvesting, you're canning, you're freezing, you're shopping, you're looking for the right containers, you're looking for the right ingredients. All you have to do, and this is such a beautiful thing, all you have to do is put a darn camera in front of yourself when you're doing all that. And all
how true.
Sudden, you've got an entire homesteading membership site of anybody that wants to do homesteading. And all you have to do is label each of your videos, how to can corn, how to harvest this, how to cook that, how, you know, all you have to do is on your breakfast bar in the kitchen when you're working is get yourself a light ring that's got the camera, the phone holder, and pop your phone in there and put it out in front of you. And if you need to talk to somebody, if you have a hard time just talking to that camera, did I tell you my hack, my little secret hack? I'm going to show you. I love how business cards, people put their picture on it now. Here's mm-hmm. my audience when I don't have an audience.
I love that idea.
So I talked to Rocky, Gabby, and Beth. I talk to Rocky, Gabby, and Beth when I don't have an audience. And so I even talk to Rocky, Gabby, and Beth. I even say, and Beth, the other day we had a conversation about how to can tomatoes. And so, and Gabby, I know you were interested in that too. And so today I'm going to show Rocky, Gabby, and Beth how I can tomatoes. I actually talked to them right in the call.
Oh, okay. I've got one question. Is that their actual names or did you make up a name?
Those are their actual names because it's right on the business card, but you can make up a name. But the picture is the key. Because when our pictures are popped up here on Zoom, we've gotten used to talking to our pictures if somebody clicks their picture on.
Right.
And so all it is their picture. And so you really feel like you're talking, and it feels better in the recording. It feels like you're talking to someone.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that would make it a lot easier. Because a lot of people, they feel like, I don't know, if there's nobody there, then it's like, okay, what am I going to say? You know,
It makes you feel a little awkward because you don't feel like it's a two-way conversation. Yeah. Now, I had a student once, she would line her teddy bears up on the end of her breakfast bar. And she put name tags on her teddy bears. And so then when she was actually talking, she was looking at her teddy bears as she was talking. And it really made you feel like she had an audience in front of her.
Okay.
So that's just a little hack. When you don't have an audience and you need to have an audience, you can create one for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But all you have to do is pop a camera up on one of those camera rings where your cell phone, where it holds your cell phone in the middle, play around mm-hmm. a little bit, make sure you get the light the way you want it, and then just do what you do. Just do your normal thing.
I'm going to, this has been a great class today.
Yes.
I'm ready.
So again, all this month, we're talking about our next level offer, but all the offers go together because you can use any offer as your free or any offer as your mid-level or any offer as the only difference is the price point. Yeah. If I do a free mastermind, it's considered a first level opt-in offer, like a free five-day challenge, five-day mastermind, five-day masterclass, and it's a free one. As soon as I put a price tag in there, it becomes a midterm offer, a second base offer. As soon as I have another free offer that points to that masterclass and I charge for the whole masterclass, it becomes a third level offer.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I'm good.
I love it.
I'll be seeing you every Monday.
All right. I love
Somehow.
It. I love it. Anyway, I am ordering a new computer as well, Estella. I hope I have a little bit better luck and have one that the camera works and all that good stuff.
My camera has worked on this one.
See, this was my little clip-on camera and it was working fine. And it quit working. It popped off on me and it wouldn't let me turn it on my last call. And so today I'm just using the camera in the laptop itself. Mm-hmm. And so it's not quite as clear. It's a little more muted, a little more fuzzy. It's not quite as clear, but at least I have a camera.
Well, how long did you have that one?
Couple of years. On. But I was putting it in this little zipper bag and I was taking it in my suitcase every time I go to Florida. And so I'm wondering if I didn't keep bending the cords and broke a cord in there.
Oh, yes.
Packing it in my suitcase. Whereas, you know, on the laptop, you know, you fold it down and slide it in the pocket and then it stays there. But see, this has this cord. And I'm wondering if when I, you know, kind of did this and put it in a little bag and then put it in my suitcase, I'm wondering if something internal, somewhere inside the cord, it didn't get broken.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm getting a whole new laptop. So.
Check your member perks.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Because when I got mine, because I was doing the HR consulting.
Yeah.
I couldn't get just a little standard, you know, I had to have something with a little power in it. And now this is my other one. This one, I didn't get that because it was like during the Black Friday, whatever. But anyhow, the best price I could find on it was for the specs that I wanted on that computer was $1,095, and that was Best Buy, Micro Center, Staples, and Amazon. And I went on my member perks and I went to the HP site and I got it for $768.
Ooh, that's a big savings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Good to know. Good to
know.
So
just check them out.
Yes, I will do that. I will do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, all right, ladies, use them for a lot of things, you know, when you're traveling or whatever.
Yes.
You know, you can get discounts.
Yep. I just need something that I can just, you know, pop in my suitcase and run with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Thank you, Kathy. This has been so valuable. Thank you so much.
Well, all of June, we're talking again about offers and specifically our second base offer. And then in July, we're still going to talk about offers, which is going to be our third base or our core offer. And then in August, we're going to talk about our home run. What is the, you know, the big one? And mine is one-on-one coaching and those tribe trips. And so, and then from there, starting in September, October, November, December, the last 4 months, it's all about how we're going to point back to our offers. It's all about social media, blogging, podcasting, and public speaking.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to be working on these first level. First, mine is really like a first and second level, right?
Yes, yours would be, it's the free opt-in to get people to opt-in. And the only thing I would advise you to add to that would be to add a VIP pass. Because even if, you know, again, I did 20, but wonder if you sold 10 VIP passes at 47, that's $470. I mean, you know, hey, $500 makes a difference.
What's a VIP pass?
The VIP pass would be the extras they would get for paying $47. And they can buy that anytime throughout the masterclass. So you want to just, you know, mention that, like, you know, hey, Susie, Sally, Cindy, you know, nice to get to know everybody. By the way, just want you to know there is a VIP pass. If anybody wants that, I'm going to put the link in chat. You can just jump over and buy the VIP pass and it'll get you unlimited replays. It'll get you a workbook on what we're talking about today. It'll get you, you know, some downloads of this information that we're discussing. And then go into your problem, you know, now you're storytelling, you know, oh, I had this lady once and this or this happened to me.
Okay.
And so at that point, you know, you go into your storytelling, but then when you start to segue again, you want to go back and say, by the way, don't forget, you can jump in and get that VIP pass still today. I put the link in the chat, just jump over. And with the VIP pass, you can get unlimited replay of what we're talking about today. You can, you know, and just go through it again.
And I have to just come up with different things that I can offer them, like something for estate planning or
whatever mm-hmm. the topic is, because you said you had topics for about 5 different masterclasses. So keep it on point, you know, have it, you know, apply to the topic of the day. Mm-hmm. Like if you're talking about wills, maybe a template on the information
wills.
That you need to write a will.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the big thing today is, which nobody's hardly talking about, is people have wills, but they don't have their digital assets.
Right.
In a will. Mm-hmm.
That's huge. That's huge.
Huge, huge, mm-hmm. huge, huge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. So, okay. Well, thank you so much, Kathy. God bless you and Debbie. And I will definitely be doing some work on this, setting some time aside just to start putting this whole thing together.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And Debbie, you can either do Melaleuca or you can do the homesteading. I mean, or you could do the fairy gardens. It's whatever you feel creative and you want to do first.
Actually, I can do all three. So I'm going to focus on one first, kind of break it down, get the experience. And
here's how I function. I focus on the one that makes the most money first.
Right. Exactly.
Because some cash flow heals a lot of wounds.
How true. How true.
All right, ladies.
Well, thanks a lot, Kathy.
All right. Okay. We'll see everybody next time.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great week. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.